Half Mobile.
Key Tango Bravo, radio check.
Hey, you're getting in the repeater. It's a little scratchy on my end, but I believe I'm at the kind of in a hole down here, headed toward North Carolina.
Nick, there, we're just passing through from Illinois, actually, so thank you very much. Appreciate it. KD9, Whiskey Tango Bravo, on the side.
Careful on a rescue trip. KO4 CEF, standing by.
4 HKX, morning, Andrew.
How you doing?
Good morning, guys. KA3JCA.
KO4 NUE, good morning.
KO4 CEF.
Big Andrew, good morning, Chad. KA3JCA.
KO4 NUE, what y'all up to today?
HKX, let me see if I got it. Watching YouTube, listening to it rain with the dog this morning.
How's Izzy doing?
Okay, so she's not doing too good.
Okay. All right, well, sorry about that. Somebody else pick it up.
Patrick's doing there, Chad and Andrew. I've looked outside and saw I was raided, so I have one of the three dogs in here. And Sally's getting ready to go visit her mama. I'm not sure what Ashley's plans are today, but since it's raided, we're going to kind of sit back and just kind of relax.
Today might be a good day to do that. Sorry, I'm a little slow. I had about a half a cup of coffee. It'd take me just a few minutes.
I was doing what y'all were doing, but we're actually headed up to Crowder's Mountain right now to do some orienteering. So I just hope the bad weather doesn't come through. I heard somebody say on the radio there was some really bad weather.
I was looking at the weather here, and looks like it's supposed to be out of up here around 10 o'clock this morning. So, and I'm trying to get some work done on the tool truck today, but other than that, I don't have a whole lot planned.
Started your half a cup of coffee there. I'm getting ready to start my first cup. Good morning to Patrick, and good luck on working on the tool truck there. Stay dry, sir. And Andrew, I hope you have fun with that. I remember that with Scouts, so that's that was some good old days back then.
Let me make sure I got it. We're having the Skywarn people come to the club today at 1. And the net controller's coming. He's going to do a slideshow presentation on, Skywarn and how to engage a net controller with Skywarn information. So, that starts at 1, and I'm not sure exactly how long that's going to be, I guess, till everybody gets their questions answered, I guess. But that's kind of what I'm doing today, and Patrick, just want to let you know that DX Engineering is, they're going to pursue the antenna.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Oh, call KA3JCA.
Antenna.
So, mainly make sure I got it. Told you I could put up an antenna 61 feet by myself in 38 minutes or less, in 7 to 10, by myself. What would you say to that?
That's pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, that's what I've done. I've got the whole system. I've got two systems, prototypes built, and been testing them out for the past month and a half. That's what's worn me out so bad. I just haven't had time to do a whole lot with it, but do a lot, any much of anything but that. But they reviewed it with me the other day on Zoom, and they may send somebody out here to take a look at it. I'm not sure. We'll just have to wait and see.
Have your antenna system on DX Engineer, and that'd be really awesome.
We'll see what happens. I'm a little bit anxious about it, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But anyway, Patrick, you go ahead and pick it up, bud.
KO4HKX. Is this meeting for Skywarn? Is that open for the whole club today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for the club and the community. Anybody that wants to attend. We established the link not before last. Got everything working. So the link between WX4PG and Thermal Belt is active. Now it's only active in an emergency. It's not active all the time or a weather event. So our training is geared, you know, around that. So now that we got the link, now we're going to train the club members. Okay, what is Skywarn and how do you engage in that controller? When do you report? And, you know, that kind of stuff.
May have to see if I can head down that way then.
Kissing, and I'd like to do that.
KO4NUE. It starts at 1. If, you know, I don't know how busy your day is, but Patrick, you should have received a couple of emails about it. Go back and check your emails. I'm pretty sure it's in there. But anyway, any rate, it'd be kind of interesting, I guess. I guess. We'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but, if, you know, let me get some more coffee.
For HKX. Yeah, Chad, I was looking for the emails now just to see. I just missed them. I get so many emails anymore, it's hard to keep track sometimes.
I get it. I mean, that's called life. That's what that's called.
So I'll have to see what I can do about making it down there today.
And then the end of the, let's see, the end of the month is, I think we're going to do show and tell. We've got a couple of club members that's built some pretty good go boxes, you know, with solar panels and, yeah, part numbers and things like that. We got some components that's been hit by lightning that we're going to, you know, pass around for people to see, you know, and then I think I'm going to bring that antenna system up there to take a look at. And anybody else who wants to bring anything, they're welcome to. Welcome to.
Is this coming Thursday night?
That, yes, last Thursday of the month.
I'll have to make plans to attend that one.
Go ahead and take it, bud. You still in there?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm still in this freaking traffic on 85 North right around the 100-mile marker. I just can't believe how long this crap's been going on.
Stuck in traffic, Andrew.
Not this morning. It's just, you know, you're weaving to the left, and then they move the traffic over to the right, and it's just, I don't know, it's perpetual construction on
Highway or Interstate 26 up here.
Yeah, that. I mean, I swear, they've been working on this section of 85 from Spartanburg to Gaffney up into North Carolina until the very, as long as I've been driving that I remember. And you know, it's like, once you get to North Carolina line, it just stops. There's no more construction. It's like, that's kind of interesting.
Been, what, three, four lanes up through there for a while. I know I had to drive through it some when I was driving down there for training, but it went pretty quick.
I mean, the roadways look good. I mean, I guess the bridges and crap are built, but I don't know. 85 itself is horrible. I'm in my truck, so it don't have great shocks on it, so it's just, I'm just bouncing around everywhere, trying to stay off the wall.
The rain's an added benefit, too.
The Skywarn training, the online forces?
Have not.
Andrew, I have. It's a little bit dry, to be honest with you. I mean, but when, you know, they activate the thing and you're able to interface with the net controller, basically what the training does is give you some basic ideas of you know, weather formations, what to look for. But I guess the most important thing is that when you report to a net controller, there's guidelines on what you report. You know, you don't just, you know, hey man, I see three flakes of snow on the porch. What do you think about that? No, they're just not going to deal with that. So, you know, they have a set way they want you to report, and the criteria has to be met before you report. But, and then that information goes through GSP chat straight into the GSP airport, and then that gets sent out to the weather stations for the community. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity for somebody in that, I guess you would say, affected area to report what's going on at your location for your community, I guess. So, I mean, it does a good job. It is what it is. Let me say that.
Starting to get a little scratchy.
Okay, he's back, and Sally says hi, guys.
KO4 and UE, good morning.
It's Sally, I was waiting to make sure Andrew wasn't trying to get in.
The way to Crowder's Mountain and so forth like that, I'll have to see if there's a repeater close by. If you need some help, I can monitor it today. But, Chad, yeah, I hope your wife's had a good birthday there, and I hope she's doing okay. And hi, Chad. Patrick had a good birthday and then so forth. And Chad, I know you're going to be busy at 1 o'clock. Were you guys going to Zoom that or no?
I'm going to talk with Jerry here in a few minutes and see if he's available. But we'll, at a minimum, we'll have a cell phone there. And I'm getting ready to forward you the slides. And so you can, you know, you have the slides. But like I said, at a minimum, we'll do something so you can hear if you're interested.
Yeah, I have a meeting from 11 to 12:30 for Ham Shack Hotline that they wanted to do, that had scheduled, and then I set aside 1 o'clock till whenever for your group and for the club, so I should be available, sir. KA3JCA.
Okay. We'll do something to get you the information, but I just want to let you know the link was established night before last, a controllable link, so we got it. So I'm kind of tickled with that.
Jim.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you, sir? I was going to call you here in a few minutes. You had your coffee yet?
Roger, I'm fixing to walk out the door. I heard you on here, and I was just going to let you know I will be there. I'll be there about 15 minutes early to set everything up.
Okay. appreciate it. I owe you one big time.
Problem. Well, I'm fixing to head out the door. I'll talk to y'all later. 73s.
Good day. I'll see you after. I'll see you later on.
This thing is going to be from 11 to 12:30 Eastern on the HOPS admin channel. And then they'll be using Google Meet if they need to share screens or whatever. But other than that, it's just supposed to be an audio.
I'm going to go ahead and clear out so I can get started getting a couple things done. KO4HGX, KO4NUE, A3JCA, K4JCA, and N4JVM. Y'all have a good day, and maybe I'll see you this afternoon. KO4HGX, clear. 73.
Have a good day, sir. KO4NUE. And, Richard, I'm gonna clear on out to Jerry City to be there and have everything set up. So, just glad you can participate with us. And, I guess we'll see you then. So, KO4NUE, 73, everybody. I'm clear.
Thank you very much again for doing what all you do for the club there. It's greatly appreciated. I know you're tired and so forth like that, but I'm almost to the bottom of my first cup of coffee, so enjoy your day this day, and travel safe there, KA3JCA. For CEF, Andrew, if you're still listening, is there a repeater close by that you need some help with or whatever, like maybe White Oak repeater or anything like that close to Crowder's Mountain at or anything near Gastonia?
Richard, if you can hear me, but I'm not 100% certain. I haven't really checked the repeaters around this way, but like right now I was picking it up, then other times it takes next to nothing. So I'm doing good. I mean, we're just going out of Crowder's Mountain National Park, or State Park Visitor Center, so I think we'll be all right. I've got the sky worn for the area programmed in. That way I can listen to it just in case this storm goes sideways.
100% quieting that time. So, alrighty, sir. Well, you travel safe there with the scouts there, and have fun doing your orienteering.
You're gonna have a fun day, I believe. KO4CEF. I'll be clear. 73, Richard.
73, KA3JCA. K8DCJ. KA8DCJ. Dick, did you make it up here on the Echo Link at all? KA3JCA.
I did. KA3JCA, KA8DC and a J. I am there, Rich, and the needle is working like it's supposed to. So now I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try this N8JJO. And see if it works today, okay, Rich?
Okay, Dick, go ahead and try that now. Make sure you disconnect from this node and go ahead and connect, and I'll get my telephone or laptop out, and I'll connect to the other node in Michigan to see if you're doing that, and if you can connect through it and you can hear me, just to make sure. And I'm glad I was able to help you this morning with a phone call. So, all right, give it a shot, and we'll meet you up there on the N8JJO-L repeater there in Michigan. So, 73's KA3JCA.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Yeah, I will. I'm going to try that. I don't know why yesterday the needle wouldn't work on it, so I'm not going to hold up this node. I guess you call it this node in Greenville. KA8DCJ is going to be QSY.
Correct. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. I'm already on the Echo Link, on the N8JJO link right now. I'm logged in, so I'll wait for you to call me. KA3JCA, clear.
A4NXY.
JCA.
Morning. Yeah.
kind of caught the tail end of the conversation a while ago with everybody kind of missed out on the topic of discussion.
Okay, are we talking about the Echolink one or the one here on this repeater?
The one on this repeater with Chad and some of them.
Today at 1 o'clock, the KF4Z, hold on one second, call up, stand by one second. Okay, I'm back. The Tryon Repeater Club is having a Skywarn training at 1 o'clock up in Tryon at the clubhouse there at the American Legion there. And they are going to attempt to Zoom video conference it and so forth like that for those people that can't make it. And it's supposed to be in relationship to the Tryon repeater connected to the WARNS system, the Wide Area Reporting Network for Skywarn and so forth like that with Pickens and so forth.
Yeah, sometimes when we have bad weather, I kind of pick up one of those repeaters, I think around 145.47 or somewhere in there.
I'm hoping that I can get more active in it. When I was in Delaware, I was very active in Skywarn spotting and had taken the class and offered the class to our club up there in Delaware. And then it was funny because the guy that taught our class had come over from the New Jersey weather station. And when I moved to Florida, he did the Skywarn training in Florida. And I didn't know it, unbeknownst to me, but I was taking the class, and he had changed his call, and he ended up teaching the group in Florida again. And then when he saw my call sign, he realized who I was.
And sometimes it's kind of ironic how things work out like that. Yeah, I took the spotter training years ago, but it wouldn't hurt for me to go through it again. It's been so long since I've done it. And matter of fact, Greenville Spartanburg used to call me and ask me about conditions down here, but I don't have the home phone no more, so I haven't heard from them in a while. But yeah, I might, listen around at 1 o'clock and see what's going on with that. That sounds interesting.
If I hear anything, sir, I will let you know when I get the link and so forth like that.
Well, how have you been doing health-wise? I haven't talked to you in a little while.
Yes, sir, I'm doing okay now. I had I hurt myself at the beginning of February. They thought I was having a stroke, but it wasn't that. It was something else. And then came home from the hospital and sat down, and the bed actually broke. Come to find out, there were some issues that the people didn't do, so. But I'm going through OT and PT right now on a weekly basis.
We've been doing okay over here. Murray had to have an ablation done, and then she had some complications from that, but she's home now and, kind of getting well and getting mended up and, just kind of taking it easy for a while. Anyway, you have a good day, and I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4 and XY.
73's KA3, JC Eclipse.